When you're in my course platform, Simplero, how do you track where you are in the course? You may have already watched some of the lessons and you want to, maybe it's been a while and you're coming back and you want to continue. Well, let me go ahead and show you. I have gone ahead and logged in as my own member profile, and I am taking the Joyful Productivity course, and I have completed one out of 166 lessons. Now, you will not see this completion bar until you've marked a course as complete. You will also not see this last active, so let me go and show you what I mean. Let's say I went to this module, some motivation to get you going, and you could see that I've already marked this one as complete. How did I do that? Well, let me show you another one. So when you watch a lesson, let's say befriending your calendar, I'm going to go there. Okay, so let's say that, and my course platform is working a little slowly at this time, but let's say I'm in there. I can favorite this if I want to. That's a favorite little button there. But let's say I have watched this lesson and I'm like, I just want to remind myself that I've already watched it. It's a good idea to mark as complete. So I'm going to click on mark as complete. You give it a moment, and usually it works faster, but right now it's a little slow. But once you have clicked mark as complete, you'll notice that on the left-hand side, the check mark is now filled in there. So for example, these have no check marks, right? This one has a check mark filled in. And also when you scroll down, it says you've already, I compl when did I last complete it? And by the way, I set up this Joyful Productivity course in such a way that you can mark the lesson as complete multiple times in case you want to revisit it again and again and again. So the last time I marked it complete was just now. And now if I go back to the at the top, this is two out of 166 lessons that marked as complete. These two, okay. If I go back to the course's main page, notice that the last active was here. If I click on continue, okay, click on continue. This should, okay. So what this does, I'm like learning about the course platform myself. When I click mark continue, okay, it brings me to the very first lesson that I have not yet marked as complete. So it's a good idea to really mark as complete as you go through the course so that the course homepage will help you to track what the next thing you haven't yet marked as complete. So let me go back to the course homepage and you'll see that the last active, the thing that they want me to continue, is the general questions asked here, which is the second lesson of the orientation module. So when I go there, see, it's not yet marked as complete. So if I mark as complete, then it keeps going. So when you come into one of my courses, a good best practice is just if just go through the orientation real quick and mark as complete for each of them, so that when you go into the real lessons, next time you come back, you'll be able to more easily go into the real lessons by clicking on continue. And in terms of seeing, like, okay, well, which one out of the Energy Reboot module did I already complete any of them? No, because if it had been, there would be a check mark here. So for example, here, this module, some motivation to get you going, you can see that these have already been marked as complete. So I hope this is helpful, and let me know if you have any questions about working through the course below. Thanks.